Dear Santa, I live in Hollywood, but it's not like in the movies where Christmas is always snowy white. On my list is just one wish, that it will snow tonight.
You're listening to Right Back At Ya, the podcast where we have fun taking noughties pop music semi-seriously, hosted by myself, Joel Babington, and the Christmas Grinch of pop music himself, David Lim.
I am excited for our first festive episode.
Well, cheers to you, darling. I just want to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, with a bottle of red right beside us.
This is a little bit different to our usual episodes. What I would like to do is I just want us to have a little bit of fun giving a spotlight to some fun Christmas music of the noughties. Because it's a special episode, there might be a few songs outside of that category. But what I was thinking is we could both give our own little chart rundown and see what is going to be our respective Christmas number ones of the noughties on our own pop music podcast.
Absolutely. And this is, I mean, Joel would seem like Mr. Christmas sitting next to me because I am just, it's not that I don't love it. I've grown to love it more since I moved to London. Something about just having Christmas in winter just feels so right when you're listening to the music, when you're just walking around Oxford Street and the lights are up and it's just, you know, you've got your winter coat on, mulled wine. It just feels right.
Listen, hon, what David's saying is that he does not enjoy Christmas pop music. No. He's always said it, and I'm forcing him to do this episode because I thought it could be fun.
It is fun, and I'm loving it. I'm just giving you a little bit of background as to why I might not be so, you know, naturally Christmassy.
Why he's the Christmas Grinch of pop music.
Because I've, you know, grown up with a hot Christmas. That's my excuse, yeah.
So what I think we should do is we started it off and I said, let's do top three each. But there's been so many songs for me that I can't whittle it down. So I've got a top 10 with one honourable mention and you've got a top 5 with some honourable mentions. Is that correct?
Exactly. We'll work it out. I mean, maths is not my strongest suit, but it will all add up. And, you know, I don't think you guys are counting anywhere. Well, we are meant to be counting because it's a chart. But
so basically, it's the first of our ever Christmas specials. Maybe there'll be several. I just want to say on record, whatever I think now and whatever David thinks now is just our thoughts at this moment in time. We are entitled to change our opinion. This is a list that could be very different formation depending on what time and day of the week you've caught me.
I've just thought of another one to add to my
list. Oh, we thought he's got a top 6 now. Well, let me know when you're ready, David, and I'll start running down my top 10 and then we'll get to a place where you've got enough songs.
Okay, you go, because I'll probably be inspired as we go along, but yeah.
Okay.
You start. Go on. The Joel Babington Christmas chart at number 10.
Now, before we jump straight in at number 10, I've got one honourable mention to put out there. It might be on David Lim's chart. It might not. I'm going to get to like number 5 and you'll be like, you've already said all of my songs, Joel. So, just bubbling under on the top 10 Joel Babington chart, we have Christina Aguilera with Christmas Time, an undisputed pop banger, and I really desperately tried to get it into the top 10, but unfortunately I just couldn't quite get it in there. So now we're officially entering the Joel Babington Christmas top 10, and what a way to start it off with the princess of Christmas pop herself, Jessica Ann Simpson, with Let It Snow.
I mean, this is quite early for you to get in J Sim, you know. Jessica Ann normally, I thought she would be higher up.
So the thing is, she's number one in my heart, but the thing is with Jessica, she released the Christmas EP one year, which then became Rejoice the Christmas album the next year, a full album. And then in around 2010, she released another full Christmas album. And they're absolutely beautiful albums, but Let It Snow is like the bop.
Definitely.
So I wanted to start the top 10 off really, really strong.
Strong vocal beast.
A strong vocal beast with Jessica. A lovely green screen video, probably shot in the summer. Shall we go straight in with number 9 on the Joel Babington chart? You've not whisked up another.
You go.
You got
it.
A few, yeah.
You go for it. You go for it.
It's her first entry on Right Back At You ever. It's Willa Ford with Santa Baby. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Okay.
Yes, Willa.
How is this different from the Santa Baby as we know it?
It's just Willa being her full bad girl of pop self. I think this is going to be a new favourite for you, David, once you're introduced to it.
I mean, I love a naughty or nice Christmas bop. So, you know, Willa Ford, 2LW. Do you remember when 3LW?
I've got no 2LW on here.
I mean, they were bad. Those songs were bad.
You need to carve that into your top 10.
No.
No.
They're not allowed cheeky. In. Name's not on the list. I'm really into this.
So he's heard 20 seconds of it, and I think this is going to be number 1 next year on David Lim's Christmas Top 10.
I am, like, throwing moves. I'm into this.
I'm going to let you hear a little bit more.
Go on.
Well, anyway, that's Queen Willa Ford with her Christmas hit, Santa Gimme Gimme Gimme.
I have to say, I have seen that video before. We have watched it together, and it is a major bop now that I'm reminded of it.
He's like, oh, that's carving its way into next year's top 10.
I'm seething that I didn't think of that for my list.
Yeah, I literally came out, it was like 11 p.m. last night. They're my jots from last night. I'm like, oh, I've got to write it down quickly. We need a guest show hosting a radio Christmas show already. The Right Back At You Christmas show. Don't look at my list there that I was accidentally showing you. So, in at number 8, we've got Holly Valance with her hit, Naughty Girl. If you've listened to our Holly Valance and the other Aussie Soap Star to Pop Stars episode, you'll have known that we joked about that this song was released on the 14th of December 2002. The label heads were probably thinking, yeah, Holly, you go for that Christmas number one. We'll get it for you. So on 2001, it peaked at number 16. Very respectable chart position in 2002 at the Christmas era. Very busy time. But Holly got herself in there, 2002. A very respectable Christmas charting song.
And it does go well with the season.
It goes well with the season, and it's a great follow-up to Willa's Santa Baby, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she should have done a remix, you know, where it's like Naughty List.
Mm.
The Naughty List remix of Naughty Girl. Naughty girl, real bad, so, done too many things a girl shouldn't know. I swear I never knew I could hurt you so. One too many things a girl shouldn't know. Adding a few, you know, bell jingles in there.
And it's ready to go.
Exactly.
Put in a few CGI snowflakes in the music video. Yeah. And you're ready and you're done.
Yeah.
Well, shall I give you number 7?
Give me number 7.
In at number 7, we have the Cheetah Girls with Cheetah-licious Christmas.
Oh my God.
So much fun. Now, I tell you what, I was listening to the whole Christmas album in preparation for this episode. Obviously, I listened to it a little bit for our Cheetah Girls episode. But I think if you should listen to that this Christmas, because you'll really enjoy it. It's like the Destiny's Child album, but light. It's like fun, edgy R&B Disney pop.
I love it, but for Christmas.
But for Christmas. And the whole album is really funky compared to other like cheesy Christmas albums. That one's actually quite a lot of fun.
Mm.
And I don't really like it when pop stars do the standard Christmas covers, but theirs have quite a nice little funky, upbeat sound and song to it.
Yeah, I mean, they are a professional group, you know, so they're not going to waste this opportunity. Can I just stop right there? Because I think I might have a number 7.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on, let me
He's entering in on the David Lim chart for the first time in 2019.
Okay, we are back.
We are back, and we've got a brand new debut entry from the David Lim chart, Christmas 2019. In at number 7 is, take it away, David.
In at number 7, a very surprise last minute entry is Samantha Mumba, Lately.
Oh, what a choice. You didn't want to go for Samantha's Christmas cover of All I Want for Christmas Is You? Well, it might be your number one. We'll wait and see, everyone.
No. Do you remember when we did our Samantha Mumba episode and we both... I think I, on the record, was not feeling Lately. Mm. And then literally a minute after we stopped recording, I was like...
Can't stop singing it.
Can't stop singing it. It's like a little bit of a tune. So, I mean, that is a strong Christmas mood.
And that was released in December, was it?
It was a December release, yes. So,
wow.
Sam really was setting us up for a moment there.
Redemption there for Samantha Mumba's Lately. Exactly. In at number 7 on the David Lim Christmas chart 2019. Wow, what a privilege. Well, if you're ready, David, I'm going to take it away with number 6 on the Joel Babington chart, if that's okay.
Go for it.
So straight in at number 6, we've got S Club 7 with Perfect Christmas.
This is lovely.
It's a lovely, lovely Christmas song. Features vocals from Rachel and Joe and the rest of the gang. But it's their B-side to Never Had a Dream Come True. And if you've listened to our S Club episode, we'll say how it's so clever how Never Had a Dream Come True was released in November. But it's got that Christmas B-side for a bit of longevity.
Hello friend, it's me again. I just called to tell you, even though I miss you so, I've been thinking of you. All my dreams are coming true at last.
Ooh. And it's also just nice to buy a single, but then you've got something more on the B-side that you're going to want to listen
to. People do that with albums as well, you know, that are coming out near the year end. Just chuck it in there, you know, as a bonus track at the end. And in fact, one of my choices later down in the charts is a chuck it in there on the album. You know, it's coming out the tail end of the year kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm feeling that bonus edition vibes.
Okay, well, what you got number 6?
Number 6 now, and this really should be much, much higher considering, you know, my love for this group and my love for this Christmas body of work. It is Not Tonight Santa by Girls Aloud.
Right.
Now, I love the Christmas songs that they did, at, you know.
The Chemistry Bonus Disc.
Tucked into the Chemistry Bonus Disc era. And I love the artwork for it. Absolutely stunning. I mean, that needs to be framed. It's beautiful.
It's any of us hosting Christmas, like...
Yeah, my wish. Absolutely. And, you know, original songs in there mixed with covers. Very Girls Aloud style. A classic.
That's not your Tack It On song, though, is it?
No, it's not. That's coming later.
Let me know when it is.
Oh, I will, hon.
All right. Are you ready for number 5?
Go on.
Right. Well, number 5 is a very special song. And if David's not got it on his chart, he's going to be shaking and quaking in his boots and wishing that he had. In at number 5, it's Victoria Beckham with a double A-side, Let Your Head Go, and This Groove. Honestly, this song is so...
Christmassy.
It's so iconic to the Christmas era of 2003. She was promoting it everywhere, here, there and everywhere, at the end of the year in 2003 for it to debut in early 2004 on the charts.
Mm.
I couldn't have a Christmas top 10 without that.
No, absolutely not. It's a total mood.
Ooh, it makes me crazy.
For me, because this kind of landed a little bit after Christmas, was it? It felt like kind of a New Year's Eve bop. But
well, I'm just including that as one general thing, David.
Yes, it's one general mood. It's Christmas party season. Love it. Number five for me, Joel, is, and I did not think this was going to qualify in the kind of noughties period, but we're being loose with the rules anyway. Number five is Mariah Carey, Oh Santa.
Oh, yes.
Now, she's obviously queen of Christmas, and we all know that, and All I Want for Christmas shoots up the charts every year, but this single was from her second album, second Christmas album, Merry Christmas to you. I love Oh Santa. It's like got the kind of, you know,
such a bop,
hard hitting hip hop beats. It just felt very cool, very urban, but also super festive and super fun.
So that's why I called Jessica Anne the Princess of Christmas, because obviously Mariah is the Queen of Christmas.
I didn't even know Jessica Anne was the pauper of Christmas, or like, you know, the clerk of Christmas.
I might not live here anymore, David, but I'll send you packing out that door like there's no tomorrow still. So I, on my way to you, I was singing Oh Santa along to my iPad, on my iPod, because A, it was potentially going to be on my list, but it was an honourable mention for me.
Mm.
I think you've got one more of my honourable mentions coming up, but I'll say that when we get to it. I, basically, at the Christmas party at my work coming up this year, it's known that there's going to be a piano there. And one of my colleagues, like, semi-professionally plays the piano, and he's asked me to sing a song with his accompaniment.
Ooh.
And I'm trying to figure out what that could be, and I was trying to see if it could be Oh Santa.
Acoustic on the piano?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to pick, like, a classic?
I told him that it's, like...
Perfect Christmas by S Club 7.
We need to have started practicing yesterday.
The Inner Stage School diva comes out.
It's like
the perfectionist.
Well, at the moment of this recording, it's mid-November, and that is not enough time.
No,
that is not enough time.
You're gonna have the choreography.
I want to see if there's kind of any arrangement within my vocals we can work out. That's my number one, but we'll get to it. So at number four, I have Hannah Montana with "Rocking Around the Christmas Tree."
Excellent.
Now, this version of this song is an absolute banger. But back in my days of working as a cruise ship dancer, we did a Christmas dance to this song. And I think I've shown you it before, haven't I? I think I've got it on me now, so I can quickly show you if you've not seen it.
I think I have, but I'd love to see it again.
And if you're lucky, guys, I might share it on the socials a tiny bit. And literally, if you look at me doing this dance, I thought I was Hannah Montana doing it, like living my absolute best life. The dances that we did, like, it was very dated and, like, really, like, crap. So it was funny that it was, like, this one dance to something that I enjoyed. So, like, I gave it everything. So everyone at the time was like, Joel, it's like you were Hannah Montana, the way you were committed to that. So anyway, that had to have a high ranking on my list just because...
of that performance
and the memory. Of that performance and the memory and... just the pure... I had to do it for 2011, Joel Babington, even though it was an earlier release than that.
Mm. And now we're up to number four, aren't we? Yeah.
We are up to number four.
So number four on my charts is a slightly different mood altogether, coming from that high-octane production. I'm going with Sugar Babes, New Year.
Lovely. Now, this is what was on my honourable mention, but I heard a whisper that it might be on your charts, so I thought I wouldn't announce it on my honourable mentions.
It's an absolutely gorgeous song, acoustic-based, pensive, moody, and it's just perfect for cruise ship entertainment. And
on the flip side of cruise ship entertainment.
No, exactly. It's, the perfect song to do a routine on a cruise ship to.
I'm older than my years, drowning in my
So, I have to say, it was originally my number 7 song on my chart, but it got bumped for Cheetah's Just Christmas, and
I mean, that's got very
scored
you.
It off the charts.
That is very you.
So, David, you're saying you consider VB with the New Year, and that's why it didn't make it on your charts. This song is called New Year,
but the song is about Christmas. It's in there. It's in the lyrics.
Interesting. So anyway, an amazing song from the Sugar Babes.
Love
and
it.
And of course it should be the in someone's babes. Top five.
Yes.
At number 3, I have Hilary Duff going pop Christmas hip hop with Tell Me a Story.
Is this the one featuring Lil Bow Wow?
Lil Romeo.
Oh, Lil Romeo. Oh my God. I can't do this, no. This is so awful.
Wash your mouth out with soap, David Lim. It's an absolute banging Christmas banger. And yeah, I used banger twice in one sentence. We had a work Christmas party a few years ago, and I was in charge of curating some music videos to be on. Uh-oh. So of course I slipped this one in there.
What's the music video like?
It's just that it's like 1 minute long, because it was just a Disney Channel music video at the time.
Okay.
So that was Hillary with a banging number 3 hit on the Joel Babington chart, Tell Me a Story.
Right, so number 3 for me on my Christmas chart is Young Divas, Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man. Now, this is camp as fuck.
And what year was this released?
This was 2007, I believe.
Right.
And it was a bonus track sort of tucked in at the end.
So this is the one that was tacked on.
Oh,
I've been waiting for it.
Yes, tacked on at the end of Young Diva's second album, New Attitude.
So, is this Jessica Malboy era or she's left by now?
No, she... Oh, no, this is the Jessica Malboy.
Oh, so she joined. It's
she
not
joined
she
the second album, yes. So it's Jess Malboy, Paulini, Kate DeRouge and Emily Williams. Stunning. Stunning diva. I did not know this was a cover at the time, but obviously it's a covers album. I kind of figured, okay, I need to find the original. And it just doesn't compare. Like, you need these four divas, like, just wailing on top of each other. And
who sang the original?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter.
But could this is huntastic.
Could I hear a little bit of it, please?
Absolutely. Alaska, Courtney Act and Willem have done a cover of this song.
Wow.
It was originally by The Weather Girls.
Wow. So okay.
Obviously camp as fuck.
So just to say, all of these songs we're talking about today, we will add to our Santa Can You Hear Me playlist, which is available on Spotify and we'll be sharing on all our social media platforms at Right Back Pod on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. But now we're going to get into our top 2, respectively.
Ooh, the finalists.
In at number 2 on my Christmas chart 2019, I have Denmark's platinum-selling song. It's Britney Spears with My Only Wish This Year.
Would have thought that was number 1.
No, you got to wait till you get number 1, hun. It's the best Christmas song of all time. Now, this song is an absolute seminal Christmas classic for our generation. It just got slipped onto a compilation. I believe at the time, allegedly, Britney was toying with the idea of a Christmas album, and this is the song that was on there. And, I mean, she just needs to do a one and done. She's done the best Christmas song ever.
It is fantastic. Best,
and she's got it on there. She's got it out there.
And it's very under the radar. I don't think a lot of people realise that Britney has a Christmas song.
Which is such an effing banger. That it is absolutely incredible. I remember when I was a teenager and realised she had a Christmas song, I lost my shit about it.
Are you being like really PG friendly on this episode?
Yeah, this could go on the Disney Channel.
Okay. Because I've been cursing, but yes.
No, I just flip it up sometimes. Sometimes I want to be a bit PG.
Sometimes you want to be naughty. Sometimes you want to be nice.
Yeah, naughty or nice. I just want Santa to put me on the nice list. God, I love this song. Her vocal's amazing. The song's amazing. A lot of critique has been that it's a rip-off of All I Want for Christmas Is You, but
no,
I don't really hear that in the song.
No, honey.
It's very like Britney sounding. It's not a Max Martin song, but it sounds very of that ilk, you know. Anyway, what's number two on your Christmas chart, David?
Number two on my Christmas chart is Spice Girls' Christmas Wrapping.
Lovely.
Now, this is a cover.
It is a cover, and it's really only got Emma and Melanie C's vocals on it.
I know, I think the other two were just on maternity leave, weren't they?
Yeah, fair enough to them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Vicky couldn't phone in the vocals, no.
The Christmas wrappings all around, the things I want to buy, my friends, I never found them in the shops today. I'll get you a sale gift, my friend, I'll give you something else, and then I'll just have to say, hey, 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 hey.
You are mad. Oh my God, I love that. I loved that. In the true vocal stylings of the VB.
The VB and the JB together again. For the first time ever, not again.
No, I love Christmas Wrapping by the Spice Girls. It's a terrific B-side and just full of energy.
Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. I've been dashing through the snow, cause I've bundled up too tight. Last minute, have to do a few cards, a few calls, because it's RSVP. No thanks, no party lights, it's Christmas Eve, gonna relax, turn down all of my invites.
I got my, I think, Goodbye on cassette, and I had a cassette Walkman. I just kept listening to Good Christmas Wrapping again and again on Christmas Day because it was so much fun and I really enjoyed it.
Mm.
And I was, what, 7 or 8 years old?
Mm.
What I've had the thought of today, and I guess I have thought it off and on over the years, people release Christmas albums. And then if you're a child, you'd normally get that Christmas album on Christmas Day. Which leaves you really one day to play that Christmas album?
Mm. No, you would buy the Christmas album not as a gift, but as a kind of, oh, let's get in the mood for Christmas. Like, oh, pre-gift.
I'm sorry, what lavish world you lived in, David. In my world, that was a Christmas gift and that was it. And you'd get it on Christmas Day, you'd enjoy it on Christmas Day.
Well, I mean, by the fact that I'm a Grinch tells you that I didn't get that many Christmas albums, did I? It was just that one Mariah album from the 90s.
That your dad was like, this is okay. Yeah, this can this be on in the car.
Need. Yeah, this is all you need this Christmas.
One then done.
Yes.
So, number one on the Joel Babington Christmas chart, 2019. For me, drum roll please. It is not only the greatest Christmas song of the noughties, it is the greatest Christmas song of all time. I see David Lim looking very nervous over there. Is it the same song on his list? It is Girls Aloud with The Sound of the Underground.
What a perfect Christmas number one, in every sense.
It is the greatest Christmas number one of all time. I have stood by this song ever since it got released, even during my infamous falling out with Girls Aloud. I still stood by this song, and then in my reconciliation with them over the last few years, I've re-fallen in love with their whole back catalogue again and all their body of work. But I've always stood by this song. It is an undisputed banger. It's what every Christmas should be and what every Christmas song should aim for but doesn't. It is an incredible song, an incredible, credible, credible song, and the best Christmas song of the noughties, if not ever.
Down to the sound of the radio, out to the electric night, where the baby
what a moment it was when they debuted with this and just took the Christmas number one. Like, it just, no one saw it coming, which is what made it so sweet.
No one saw it coming. Then they released the song and One True Voice did not have a chance.
R.I.P.
Bye, boys. Bye, girls. Mm-hmm. Best tagline ever.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm closing.
The Grinch is closing, everyone. I don't know how this worked out.
I don't know how this worked out either, but my Christmas number one for 2019 is, and I know you've seen this coming, Destiny's Child, 8 Days of Christmas.
Dash live.
Now, it doesn't get more noughties than this song for me. You know, the kind of jittery pop R&B rhythms, the reference to diamond belly rings, Chloe shades. I mean, it's just, it's so much fun. It's so...
On the 8th day of Christmas, my baby gave to me. Is this the same song that goes, doesn't it feels like Christmas?
Yes. Yes. See, it gives you like so Christmas. Many moments. It has so many layers.
Yeah, and absolute the, banger.
Oh, it's just, it. Now, it for me just ticks lots of boxes. Doesn't it feel like Christmas? It feels lovely. Doesn't it feel like Christmas? It feels so lovely. Doesn't it feel like Christmas? The spirit of Christmas. Yes, it feels like Christmas, my baby gave to me a candlelit dinner just for me and my honey. On the 3rd day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a gift certificate to get my favorite CDs. On the 2nd day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the keys to a seat. I just love these three ladies, and I want a Destiny's Child reunion so bad.
And allegedly, we might get it in 2020. Let's find out.
Please.
Well, that is an incredible Christmas number one from you, David. Great that both our Christmas number ones have been from girl bands.
Yes.
The Queens of Pop. Of course, I had inkling that you might include that on your chart, which is why it didn't make its way onto mine, because their Christmas, as all their songs, their Christmas songs are amazing. But wow, I mean, this has just been a fun little Christmas chart from us, a fun little Christmas episode from myself.
A fun little Christmas gift, you could say.
A Christmas gift from us to you. Joel Babington and the Christmas Grinch, David Lynch.
You said it again!
The right back at you. Oh. are you telling me that I've not done a podcast with David Lynch this whole time? Acclaimed film director. Have I not been living with David Lynch for years? Oh, what a joke. Get that fire exit door open, hun. So it's a little Christmas gift from Joel Babington and the Christmas Grinch of Australia, David Lim. This was our Christmas top 10 of the noughties, respectively, 2019. Who knows what it might be next year?
But let us know, what is your favourite?
Let us know what your favourite Christmas songs are, especially of the noughties. Did we miss something out?
Mm.
Did we skip over something completely? What's your number one? What's your number 10? What are your honourable mentions? Everything in between. Let us know. Obviously, we are at RightBackPod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can email us at rightbackpod@gmail.com. I'm at Dr_JoelB on all socials.
And I'm at LoveLimmy.
That is us. I hope you've enjoyed this. Have an amazing Christmas.
Have a lovely Christmas, everyone.
If you want to give us a Christmas gift, just share about our podcast on your socials.
I thought you were really going to like give out, you know, it's like, please send all donations to.
Tell your friends in real life and tell your friends on social media, not in real life. And just share about our podcast. If you really want to give us a big Christmas gift, you can either send David a nude or give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
My mum's listening to this.
Sorry, Mama Lynn. Or a 5-star review on whatever you listen to this. But big, 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 big Merry Christmas from us and a Happy New Year. A Happy New Year to you.
We were going to do it together in sync, I thought.
And a Happy New Year to you. And we've got lots in store for 2020. It's scary to say that. But we've got lots in store for 2020. And let's all just have fun and have a good time, guys.
And stream Willa Ford's Christmas song.
Stream Willa Ford's Christmas song and our podcast. Bye. Bye.